The people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
In the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Many people I know love to travel. And while the COVID pandemic prevented that for a few years, some who have the financial resources and health are giving thought to travelling in the coming year. It's something that cheers us up, I suppose, in these rather dreary days of November, that hopefully better days lie ahead. Those who have travelled extensively tell me that Rio de Janeiro in Brazil is one of the most breathtaking cities in the world. In recent times, it has been the setting for both the Olympic Games and the Football World Cup finals. And in case you haven't heard, the 2022 Football World Cup finals commenced today in controversial circumstances in Qatar in the Arabian Gulf. Towering on a mountaintop overlooking Rio de Janeiro is a huge statue known as Christ the Redeemer or Christ the King. Now, I'm sure one or two of you are wondering why I've chosen to begin this sermon with reference to a statue on a mountaintop in Rio de Janeiro. To suggest an answer, we need look no further than today's service sheet, because this, the beginning of the final week in the Christian year, is known as Christ the King Sunday. Incidentally, as some of you will realize, it used to be known widely in the Anglican Church as Stirrup Sunday. If you follow the readings for today and you've heard them already this morning, you may be puzzled by the inclusion of the New Testament passage. It's an account of the crucifixion of Jesus, almost in terms of the yearly cycle, as far away from Holy Week as you can get. Now, that's no mistake, it's no misprint, but it stems from that question Pilate put to Jesus at his trial. Are you the King of the Jews? So, what's it all about? If we're not to leave St. Columba's at the conclusion of this service more confused than when we arrived. Well, I'll attempt to make some sense of it all by speaking for a minute or two about the Christian year which ends this week. Next Sunday, as even the secular world with little interest in matters of faith knows, next week is Advent Sunday. During the first part of the Christian year, we focus primarily on the person and significance of Jesus Christ and the major events associated with him. And therefore, in the next 6 months or so, beginning with Advent, we will observe the period leading up to Christmas. We will observe the period to the beginning of his ministry in the Epiphany season. We will observe the temptations to which he and we are subjected in Lent. We will observe the trial and the crucifixion in Holy Week. We will observe his resurrection, a central tenet of our faith, at Easter. And we will note the strange event known as the Ascension and the assurance to the followers of Jesus that he would never leave them comfortless or alone. Right, that's it in a nutshell, and I admit, too inadequately expressed. And then in the second half of the Christian year, we're encouraged to listen to the teaching and the actions of Jesus and to apply that teaching to our lives as we understand it. Personally, as I reflect on the teaching of Jesus, I'm very happy to admit that he is my mentor, while acknowledging that I regularly fail to live up to the mark expected of Christian disciples. Now, I've referred briefly to the Christian year and calendar of events. But how and why does the subject of Christ the King fit into all of that? Well, about 100 years ago, there began a growing sense that the final Sunday in the Christian year should place emphasis on the consequences of what we discover and what we believe about Jesus Christ. Many Christian traditions, including the Anglican, the Roman Catholic, and the Methodist churches, observe today as Christ the King Sunday. And some of our hymns capture that vision. We'll have noted it in the past. Christ is the King, O friends, rejoice. The King of love, my shepherd is. Hail, Redeemer, King divine, King of glory, King of peace. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. And then two hymns we're singing today, Rejoice, the Lord is King, and Hail, Redeemer, King divine. Many of the references to Jesus as King occur during the Passion of Holy Week narratives in the Gospels. Focusing on such passages makes us aware that the kingship of Jesus Christ is not like a king with a jewel-encrusted crown in purple on a gold throne, but more associated with one with a crown of thorns hanging half naked on a cross of pain and shame. It's been suggested that the increasing denial of Christ as King in the years after the First World War in particular, and indeed to this day, was the result of the rise of secularism, including the emergence of dictators like Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin, who attempted to assert authority over the church and deny the supremacy of God. Today, there are many people, and I meet them regularly, who assert that the only authority is the individual and not God. As far as they are concerned, do what you like in life, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else. Such individualism and a rejection of the Christian faith obviously would be dismissive of any notion of service to a higher being, the King of Kings. So Christ the King Sunday encourages you and me to stand up and be counted as Christians. In the words of a well-known hymn, to call him Lord, and with our hearts and tongues to confess him King of Glory now. Christ the King Sunday sums up all we believe and profess in the Apostles' Creed, which we will say in a few minutes' time. So maybe this is a good time to be reminded of the kingship of Christ, to be stirred up spiritually and enthusiastically before we are overwhelmed again by the commercialism and sentimentality of the weeks leading up to Christmas. Yes, to recall the birth of a baby of great significance at Bethlehem, as we will, but also to focus on the Christ crucified, risen, and glorified, and who is, as the true King of Kings, living and will reign forever and ever. Amen. So to God be the glory, and ascribe to him all honour, now and always. Amen. Thank you.